Florida head coach Will Muschamp is airing his fourth season with the Gators. Just 2 years ago, he guided the Gators to an 11-2 record and a top 10 AP ranking. Coach, the Eagles selected Jalen Watkins with the first pick in the fourth round of the 2014 NFL draft. Can you tell us what kind of person and player Eagles fans can expect from the new defensive back?
Well, Chris, they got an outstanding person. I mean, Jalen is just a first-class human being, a team leader, a team captain, a guy that you really won't represent your organization, and he'll represent the Eagles extremely well. As a player, a very versatile guy, a guy that can play corner, a guy that can play safety, can play the nickel, can play the dime, will be on all coverage units, all return units, adds a lot of the speed dimension to the field, and a very unselfish guy that's so team-oriented, a guy that I really enjoyed having here at Florida.
Coach, you mentioned that versatility. Why was he the type of player who you could put all those responsibilities on and know that he'd be able to handle them?
Extremely intelligent. He gets the game. He works at it. He watches film. He really studies what he's supposed to do. But not more than anything, he learns concepts very well. He understands the concepts of what you're trying to do defensively. He picks it up quick. He asks questions. He's willing to watch the tape and do the X team to be a really good player. He probably would have been our best cover corner. But that he's so unselfish, we played him at safety really the last two seasons. And because he's a good covered safety, and the way people are breaking the backfield now, one of your safeties has got to be able to cover, if not both. And he can do those things. He can play in the deep part of the field, whether you're playing the middle field or deep half coverage, and he's got man coverage skills. So he's a guy that gives you a lot of things.
Coach, why was he named a captain in the middle of last season, from if I read his bio correctly?
Well, I think, as much as anything, we were struggling a little bit. We needed some guys to rely on and some guys that are younger players that were forced into action because of some adversity that we faced, that they needed to be someone to look up to and needed that guy. But Jalen's a guy that came out and practiced hard every day. He gave everything he's got. He invested everything he had in the program. And again, we're going to miss him.
You talk about his football IQ. It's something that you've been talking about. Head coach Chip Kelly lauded. What are some examples of that on the field in terms of game action? Where would you see that in play?
Well, I coached and coordinated at the Miami Dolphins, and we haven't changed our defense much to now. So we run a pretty sophisticated scheme. We change week to week. We're a pattern match team. We change our concepts week to week based on formation, receiver splits. So there's a lot of information for all 11 on defense. But as much as anything, the nickel and the safety have got to be able to learn and understand concepts. And so for a guy in our defense to be able to play corner safety, nickel, the weak safety, the dime, which he played all six for us, and that says a lot about his knowledge of the game.
Coach Muschamp, Sammy Watkins, Jalen's brother, got all the attention in the draft, number four overall pick, but it seemed like that even Sammy would rely upon Jalen. Is that the type of guy that he is, the rock, so to speak?
He is a very mature young man, very driven, grounded in his ways, works extremely hard. If you interview him, you may not get much out of him. He's not going to say a whole lot. But he is just a fine young man, a great ambassador to the University of Florida.
Coach, you have any favorite stories of him, whether from his on the field playing or maybe behind the scenes working with the team? Anything that stands out to you?
Well, I tell you, it was funny. It was a little bit this year, but my second year with him, I told him we needed him to play some safety for us. When we went to our nickel to get our best five and six DBs on the field, we needed to play him at safety. And he kind of came to me, and he's a very a guy that's got a lot of pride about himself, and he felt like he was one of the better corners. And I said, you know what? I don't disagree with you. I said, but right now to get our best people on the field, we need you to play safety. And I said, you'll understand this in a couple of years when you go to the NFL draft, and you'll understand the importance of being able to play multiple positions and do different things. And he did, because he's such an unselfish guy. So anyways, fast forwarding 2 years from now, and he was going through the draft process, talking to different people, he came to me and said, Coach, I get what you were trying to tell me 2 years ago about being versatile and what you can do and how much you can give the organization.
Coach Muschamp, head coach of the University of Florida Gators, airing his fourth season with the program. Coach, thank you very much for sharing some light about Jalen Watkins and joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Chris, thank you very much.
Coach, best of luck to you down the road. Definitely appreciate it.